Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Little Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Andy Goss. He's a gold expert. He's a numismatic expert. He's a gold coin expert. He is a monetary expert. He wrote the book on the topic, The Secret World of Money. He's the Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. That's another. He's a blogger. He's a very smart guy, and we love having him on the show. Andy, just to wrap up real quick, as we said in the previous segment, the Fed is going to raise rates a quarter point today, and you say don't be shocked out of your tidy whities if they don't go at half.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Preemptive strike. Inflation is imminent. They see it. They feel it. You know, they're driving, so they know. They're looking out of the windshield. Rest of us are looking out of the rearview mirror, and we can see what's going past, but they see what's in front of us. I would not be surprised by a half a point hike.
I don't think they'll do a half, but you might be. But I'm with you. I'm going to take you at your word on not being surprised. At least you warned us about it. I wouldn't have done that. So all right. So
yeah,
Andy,
together on the quarter, no doubt. Yeah.
So all right, Andy, on Bitcoin. Let's talk about that, folks. Remember, yeah, we've talked about it. I've done a lot of reporting on this topic. I think it's important because I'm concerned that it could cause some issues in the economy and in other areas. We don't know how the implications could be when, right, and it will happen when Bitcoin crashes. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, right, folks. It's based on nothing but it's basically like Confederate money that's got a resurgence in interest. What do you think?
Well, the thesis of money is that if the supply is fixed, then the demand is what drives the value.
Right.
And so this is why gold and silver were given to us, because, you know, it's limited in supply, and so it has substance and it has value. With Bitcoin, they tell us there are only going to be 21 million Bitcoin, and
right,
that's it. And that once they've reached 21 million, that's the total that will ever be created. And so this gives confidence to folks who are investing, and I use that word loosely, because to me it's more like speculation than investing.
Well, it's a Ponzi scheme.
I,
Bitcoin right now is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, you know, the greater fool's theory. You know,
that's
there's
right,
always somebody willing to pay more. But see, there are two things working against Bitcoin. One is it doesn't have a central bank. So since there's no central bank, so everyone's selling, the price goes down. Everyone's buying, the price goes up. There's no stability. And so this, of course, is a problem in and of itself. And second, it pokes the regulators in the eye. So if you don't like the $10,000 limit on cash, and if you don't like the bank having to,
right,
know you as a customer before they'll do business, you could use Bitcoin completely anonymously.
And that's
and
a
so
good reason to use it.
Go ahead. Well, they're looking at that as the bad guys are using this, and if we don't stop them, then they're going to really take away.
Well,
I've actually had
people tell me the reason they were involved in Bitcoin is for the reasons you just said, even though they're not bad guys. And I said, dude,
right,
you know, that's not
right,
a smart way to get the man, to go back, come back to the man, because
no,
because now if you bought Bitcoin at low, like when I should have bought a couple of them at least, you know, then you're doing good right now. You probably ought to sell. But I just think it's a tulipomania story all over again, only worse, because you can't get a pretty flower out of a Bitcoin. But
right,
this thing is going to collapse.
And there's no security.
What,
Jim,
do you think is going to be the result when it collapses? Let's say it collapses tomorrow. Is there going to be any
right,
ripples
so,
through the economy, through the monetary systems?
Not yet. You know, we're at 0.016 of the total money supply in Bitcoin. The entire market cap on all of those cryptocurrencies, and believe it or not, there's over 1,000
yeah,
of them
now. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
It's like $54 billion. That's a rounding error at the
mm-hmm.
Federal Reserve. That's a, you know, $54 billion. It sounds like a lot. Forgive me for being so cavalier, but in the world of finance, I mean, daily FX trades are in the trillions. So I don't
right.
think a $54 billion market will move the needle if it crashes tomorrow.
Well, I don't.
But I will back you. I'll back you up on this. The only reason people are buying Bitcoin is because it's going up.
Yeah.
And that's the same reason they
but
bought
that
the tulips.
That makes you the greater fool. Anybody who's
right,
buying it
yeah.
now is a greater fool, that's not a good feeling. But some people, though, are comparing it to gold, and I think that's a fallacious argument. What do you think?
Well, it's the same as gold in the sense that it's limited in supply. But remember, when the Federal Reserve was founded, they promised us that they would only issue 20 paper dollars for every $20 gold piece that we struck at the Treasury.
Right.
So here we are today, it's $1,300 virtually
right.
per ounce of gold.
Right.
So they didn't keep their promise.
So we have
and
our
I
own.
I don't believe there's any reason for the Bitcoin people to keep their promise and unlimited at 21 million.
Well, also, that's the argument that they're making, the Bitcoin people are making, about the quality or the value of a dollar. It's obviously
yep.
there's some monopoly money, and the Fed just proved made their case stronger by their $2 trillion account in their balance sheet, which is basically monopoly, came from monopoly money, money that they made out of thin air.
Absolutely right. So if the Fed can increase the supply of money, then, you know, eventually I believe at some point the Bitcoin people will say, okay, we have to split the stocks, so to speak, because,
right.
you know, it's already $15,000 a Bitcoin. And so from their perspective, having more of them will make them, well,
let's
like
remember,
I guess that's the best.
Let's remember, most people don't speculate in dollars. So why are people
right.
speculating in Bitcoin? Bitcoin doesn't need to be the financial instrument and the product at the same time. That's
Amen.
The problem I see with it. Quick break, right
yep,
back with Andy
right.
Goss. Andy, I need your website quickly, please.
Andy@andygoss.com. Email andygoss.com is the website.
All right, so check it out, folks. Ten Tails, stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.